Yo, my people, how na dey? Na your host Daki Day once again, still coming to you live. You know, waiting to happen. You don't tell, I no drop audio. You know, you still dey listen to us on Crack House Radio. So you feel if you go on website www.dakiday.com, you could just, you know, we dey dey live. We still our podcast. You know, nothing dey happen. How na dey? I wish you well. I wish you health. I wish you good health. I wish you everything, every good thing where you wish yourself. I'm Daki Day, your host, and you're still listening to Church of Wisdom. You know, the only church where we know they preach prosperity. We know they ask you for tithe. We they bring you knowledge. So what in the happen, my people? How na day? How na day? So my people, last night, this morning, by the way, it's if you hear that knock noise again, I'm driving. I'm on the road, and my wiper is on, my windscreen wiper is on because it's raining. And it's 16 minutes after 5 today, Thursday morning. And so this morning I had a very weird experience, kind of. I don't know whether I could call that one dream. I've been waiting. So as you know, last night now, I was very, very tired. I've been there very, very tired. That's the time where I come to enter house. I'm there very, very tired. So I just called my wife and we talked. We talked for a while and then I took a shower. And I think I went to bed around 7:30 to 8 and so. I was very, 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 very tired. I just needed to sleep. I needed that sleep, you know. So I go sleep now. As I sleep, I've been laid down. After I don't shower finish, I go lay down. I on my PS, this thing, my PlayStation, because I've been one play small Red Dead Online. Make I see whether it could put me to sleep immediately. Because if I play Red Dead, it could make my eye heavy, very heavy, and it will put pressure on my eye, you know, then I will fall asleep. So I on my PlayStation, but I didn't even play, I'm reach 5 minutes. My eye started dropping and shit. So I can't turn the whole thing off, switched everything off, and just laid down there and meditated for a while. I think I was listening to listening to podcasts, but I was just too tired. So I just lay for bed there, and before I knew, I slept off. You know, say, I've been sleep around 7:30 to 8. Around 3 o'clock or 2:30, now I come wake. The sleep can't come out from my eye. I come wake, fully wake. I can't wake up and I can't check my time. I can't take my phone, check time. Because I always keep my phone by my side, but I put them for airplane mode. I off everything, I only keep them on my side just to, so that when I wake up in the morning, I go use and check time. So I come check time as I wake up. I see say it was, I think, 2:50. Getting to 3. But I was fully awake, so I just lay there for bed. Bam, I said, okay, waiting to happen now. And I need to wake up like 4:45. I'm supposed to wake up usually. I usually wake up 4:45, 15 to 5. So I can't lay for bed. Say, okay, well, what am I going to do now? I just remain there. So as I remain there now, I think after 15 minutes, I come fall asleep again. So as I can't sleep again, it can't be like say I can't dream. So for that dream, it can't be like say my son follow me lay there for my room, just they lay on the bed with me. I don't remember whether that my son or my brother, but it be like say it was my son wake up, enter the room, he can't just lay. He say, ask me whether I make it stay by me, by my side. I say no shakings. But I been no say I dey dream because I dey house alone. My children dey village. So as I think I call, I just know say you know say get as you go dream, you go know inside that dream, say you they dream, that this can't be real, you know. So inside that dream, as I just lay there, I tell I'm making coming, no shakings. So me, I know, I told myself, say, yeah, this can't be real. These people are not here, so I'm asleep. It means I'm asleep, so I'm dreaming. So in come lay down. So we can't sleep off again. Then I think I come begin some noises outside come wake me again sometimes later. It can be like, say, they hear cars, they move outside. People, they talk outside. So me come wake. As I wake, nobody there the bed. I come wake up. I carry my phone. I was fully awake. I carried my phone. I checked. It was to 8:00 to 8:00. 7:45 to 8:00. I was like, shit, I'm late, man. I suppose don't wake up 4:45. Leave the house around 5:00. Or around 5:15. But I come oversleep. Say, I don't oversleep. Shit. I had to get up. I was like, oh, shit. So I wrote my wife that, look, I'm late too. I have to leave the house now. It's already 8:00. But no problem. I'll meet up where I'm going. So I just jump up, arrange myself, rush to the bathroom to clean up, to wash up. So inside the bathroom, I was like, shit. You know, everywhere don't they bright? My people, this thing where they tell you now, so it was like, so everywhere they bright. Cars, they move outside. People don't wake up. Life don't they, you know. So me go bathroom just to wash up. As I come out from the bathroom, come, I won't go kitchen. But before I go reach the kitchen, before you go reach my kitchen, you go walk up past the room where I've been sleeping. You go walk up past my bedroom. And I've been left the bedroom door open. The time where I jump up and go, as I've been go bathroom, I've been left the bedroom door open. So if you come out from the bathroom, come, you go pass the bedroom before you enter the kitchen. So as I come out for the, I'm fully awake. Oh. So as I come out for the bathroom, come, I was like, shit, I'm late, man. Shit, I'm late. As I come out for the bathroom, I they walk out to go to the kitchen. I peeped. The door for the bedroom, they open. So I saw someone was lying on my bed. Someone was in my bed. I saw someone lying in my bed. This thing was as real as I'm talking to you guys now. I saw someone lying in my bed, on my bed. I'm like, what the hell? So I peeped. Because for my mind, me, I know, say, my pikin, my son, nobody day the house with me. Now only me day the house because my family don't travel. So the dream where, the one where my son been come day in the room was a dream. I knew that one. That one I've been sabizing a dream. But this one, as I peep, I saw someone lying in my bed, on my bed. I'm like, okay, waiting for this one now. So as I look through, so me, I stop. I was shocked. So I stop and look. And as I look, that person turned in his sleep. That person waited in my bed, turned. And it was me. So immediately my face, my eye get in contact with that person's face. I can't realize saying, now me there that bed. Now I woke up. I just woke. And as I woke up, I was breathing heavily. So as I woke, I was breathing heavily. As I woke up, I was breathing heavily. My breathing was like, I was like, what the hell? So I asked myself, what the hell? As I woke up breathing heavily. The room was still dark. I reached for my phone. I checked. It was the usual time. It was, I think, 4:30. I was like, what the hell? What just happened? So I asked myself, what just happened? I had to slap my face. I slapped myself twice or so. To make sure I was fully awake. I checked on the things in the room. everything was still turned off. But in the previous one, things were on. You know, the small light from the circuit breaker, from the TV, where, you know, every light, all these small red lights were all on. But this one, I checked, everything was off. Because before I go to sleep, I usually turn off every goddamn electrical appliances in the house. Everything, I switch the main socket, the socket breaker, I switched it off before I go to sleep. So I checked and everything was off. And I was like, okay, what just happened? Honestly, I slapped myself twice and like, what just happened? And I was breathing heavily. I was breathing heavily. Immediately, my face came in contact with the person on the bed. I can't realize saying, now me still did the bed. I woke up. It was like, I just woke up. It was like something pulled me in. You know, like a snap. It was like I don't know how to take explain, but it was like a snap. Something pulled me in and I woke up breathing heavily. I was like, what the hell? So now what I've been just one share with you now be that, and again one other one small info we are one share with you now, you know. This one now knowledge, my people. My people now know say I don't talk about food and nutrition several times. How we suppose keep our body healthy, you know. We the melanated people now they talk about now, now they talk to now. I get one info where one given now. Now no say the haze we will not get for our body, the haze on your body. Any part of your body where get haze, where hay day, where sufficient amount of hay day. That part of your body na very delicate, na very crucial, na very important part on your body. Anywhere where hay day on your body, like your head get haze, get hay. Your head get hay, where they protect your skull, they receive, they act like receptors. Your head get haze. Under your arm, your armpit get hay for a reason. These are very important and delicate part. These places, they're very important. These places on your body are very, very important parts of your body. Your armpit, under your arm get hay. Your private parts get hay. Your sack, if you're a man, your sack, under your sack, your balls, get hay. Where your penis dey, get hay. Your chest, if you're a man, you get hay on your chest. You get hay for your back, for on your ass, in between the valley, in the valley of your ass, you get hay, lots of hay. These are very important body parts, so you suppose keep those places very, very, like, pay close attention to those places, those important places on your body. On top of your eye, hairs, they call it eyebrow. Then on your eye, this thing, there are hairs. Those hairs, they're there to clean up your eye. Now those hairs, they clean dust where they penetrate, they enter your eye. So you get hairs everywhere. On your legs, you get hairs. Now to protect you. So all these parts on your body, you suppose take care of them very, very well. So now the knowledge we have with one also bring to now today be that small. Any part of your body where hairs they make you know say that a very important part on your body. You know, be a place where you could joke with. So make you they mindful of the amount of deo you apply under your arm or under your arm for your armpit. That place where they call armpit, me I call them under the arm. So make you they mindful of the amount of deodorant where you they apply there, because deodorant, yeah, before I'm missing it, because deodorant could they block the they block the this thing, the holes where the toxic waste where your body they remove toxic waste. If you carry deodorant put on your armpit, it will block the spore where sweat will be toxic from your lymphatic listing pathways. They take expose a toxic waste from your body, it could block them, so the toxic will remain inside. So make you day mindful of the amount of deo where you apply under your armpit, your ass. Make you dey mindful how often where you dey shave your private part, because it get reason why hair is dey that place. Make you dey mindful how often where you dey cut your hair, the hair where dey your head, because it get reason why them hair dey your head. If you check us, we the black people, our hair dey stand straight. Our hair dey stand straight. It project itself towards the sun. You get reason why we get straight hair. Hair where they stand straight, they point to the sun. They receive, they absorb all the sun energy, all breathing, so that you go fit turn the cholesterol into D, this thing where they call vitamin D. So, you know, you just be mindful of this. Now, something we be say, you know, now deep this thing. I don't want to go into all that. But I just want to tell you, say, any part of your body where get hair, make you they take care of them. Make you know they apply chemicals and pesticide and all that on that part of your body. You know, I'm Dakide, and I'm still your host, and you're still listening to Church of Wisdom. So, I'll see you in the next podcast. Until then, I'm out.